By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Hopefully, inshallah, so we're going to have a good topic that we're going to be talking about and also some kalams, daily hadith and our very important segment regarding the fruit today. So we're going to have a fruit segment. But as you know, every day we start off with our program with a beautiful recitation of the glorious Quran. And today, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we're going to be talking about a very beautiful verses of the glorious Quran. We'll be listening to them. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we'll be listening to Suratul Mu'minun, verse number 83 to verse number 98. So hopefully, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, as you know, we are continuing verses. So from Surat Fatiha, we've gone up to Suratul Mu'minun. So inshallah, hopefully we try to complete the Quran on this program, inshallah azawajal. But rest assured, we will be inshallah azawajal learning a lot of things today. So let's start off our program with a beautiful recitation of the glorious Quran. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
میں اللہ تعالیٰ کی پناہ میں آتا ہوں شیطان مردود سے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم.
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا.
لقد وعدنا نحن وآباؤنا هذا من قبل ان هذا الا اساطير الاولین.
بے شک یہ وعدہ ہم کو اور ہم سے پہلے ہمارے باپ دادا کو دیا گیا, یہ تو نہیں مگر وہی اگلی داستانیں.
قل لمن الارض ومن فيها ان كنتم تعلمون.
تم فرماؤ کس کا مال ہے زمین اور جو کچھ اس میں ہے اگر تم جانتے ہو.
سيقولون لله قل افلا تذكرون.
اب کہیں گے کہ اللہ کا, تم فرماؤ پھر کیوں نہیں سوچتے.
قل من رب السماوات السبع ورب العرش العظيم.
تم فرماؤ کون ہے مالک ساتوں آسمانوں کا اور مالک بڑے عرش کا.
سيقولون لله قل افلا تتقون.
اب کہیں گے یہ اللہ ہی کی شان ہے, تم فرماؤ پھر کیوں نہیں ڈرتے.
قل من بيده ملكوت كل شيء وهو يجير ولا يجار عليه ان كنتم تعلمون.
تم فرماؤ کس کے ہاتھ ہے ہر چیز کا قابو اور وہ پناہ دیتا ہے اور اس کے خلاف کوئی پناہ نہیں دے سکتا اگر تمہیں علم ہو.
سيقولون لله.
اب کہیں گے یہ اللہ ہی کی شان ہے.
قل فأنا تسحرون.
تم فرماؤ پھر کس جادو کے فریب میں پڑے ہو.
بل اتیناہم بالحق وإنہم لکاذبون.
بلکہ ہم ان کے پاس حق لائے اور وہ بے شک جھوٹے ہیں.
ما اتخذ اللہ من ولد وما كان معه من الہ اذا لذهب كل الہ بما خلق ولعلا بعضهم على بعض سبحان اللہ عما يصفون.
اللہ نے کوئی بچہ اختیار نہ کیا اور نہ اس کے ساتھ کوئی دوسرا خدا, یوں ہوتا تو ہر خدا اپنی مخلوق لے جاتا اور ضرور ایک دوسرے پر اپنی تعلی یعنی بڑائی چاہتا, پاکی ہے اللہ کو ان باتوں سے جو یہ بناتے ہیں.
عالم الغیب والشہادت فتعالی عما یشرکون,
جاننے والا ہر نہاں و عیاں یعنی پوشیدہ و ظاہر کا, تو اسے بلندی ہے ان کے شرک سے.
قُل رَبِّ اِمَّا تُرِيَنِّي مَا يُوعَدُونَ رَبِّ فَلَا تَجْعَلْنِي فِي الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ.
تم عرض کرو کہ اے میرے رب, اگر تو مجھے دکھائے جو انہیں وعدہ دیا جاتا ہے تو اے میرے رب مجھے ان ظالموں کے ساتھ نہ کرنا.
وَإِنَّا عَلَىٰ أَن نُرِيَكَ مَا نَعِدُهُمْ لَقَادِرُونَ,
اور بے شک ہم قادر ہیں کہ تمہیں دکھا دیں جو انہیں وعدہ دے رہے ہیں.
ادفع بالتی ہی احسن السیئہ نحن اعلم بما يصفون,
سب سے اچھی بھلائی سے برائی کو دفع کرو, ہم خوب جانتے ہیں جو باتیں یہ بناتے ہیں.
وقل رب اعوذ بك من همزات الشياطين,
اور تم عرض کرو کہ اے میرے رب تیری پناہ شیاطین کے وسوسوں سے.
واعوذ بك رب ان يحضرون,
اور اے میرے رب تیری پناہ کہ وہ میرے پاس آئیں.
صدق اللہ العظیم.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم. ماشاءاللہ عز و جل, سورۃ المؤمنون, we learned alhamdulillah as well, we've read and we've also listened to the beautiful verses of the Quran. Now what a beautiful time when you start your day off with the recitation of the glorious Quran. May Allah Azza wa Jal give me and all of us the ability to be steadfast in reading the Quran. Sometimes, you know, you wake up with that intention, okay, I'm going to be reading the Quran. As soon as you wake up, you get, you know, muddled up with other things as well. And especially one of the most divert things that we see today is social media. You wake up with that intention, you've performed wudu. I was talking to one Islam brother and he says that I woke up in the morning with the intention to read the Quran. I performed wudu, I went downstairs and I got a message. I started checking the message. Then I went on to other social media websites and I was there for 3 hours just going through my social media. Totally forgot to read the Quran. Now, maybe you might be thinking, chalo, it's all right, I'll read it tomorrow. But why have you missed that day? The question is, o kiya chodya? Why have we missed it that day? It's because the shaitan misled you. The shaitan misguided you. The shaitan, he took over you and you missed the Holy Quran. Now, we can read the Quran next week, next year. That's if you are going to be alive. What if that day was your last day? What would you have done? Yeah, what would you have done if that was your last day and you did not read the Quran? Make tawbah. I sincerely make tawbah, inshallah, and make that intention. And then if you were supposed to be reading one half a para or a quarter para, next day read double, so that inshallah you can, you know, catch up to that as well, what you missed. So it's very, very important, these little minor little things. We think that it's all right, doesn't matter, kal pad lenge, parsu pad lenge, but kal kisne dekha, who seen tomorrow? So now inshallah I make the intention, you also make the intention, that we will read the Quran every day, even if it's one page only, but to read the Quran every day. Inshallah, we've got a very beautiful kalam. Let's listen to this kalam and then we'll come back to our topic for today, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Aqa bulalo madine,
madine.
Aqa bulalo madine,
madine.
گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی, گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی, میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی, پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی, میٹھے مدینے خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی. آ کر کروں روتے ہوئے کا میں طواف، آ کر کروں روتے ہوئے کعبے کا میں طواف، مکے کے جلوے پھر دکھائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میرے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، میرے گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، رب کی عبادت کی مجھے توفیق چاہیے، رب کی عبادت کی مجھے توفیق چاہیے، فرمائیے حق سے دعائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، آقا بلالو مدینے، آقا بلالو مدینے، آقا بلالو مدینے، آقا بلالو مدینے، بعد آپ کے غرگز نہ آئے گا نبی نیا، بعد آپ کے ہرگز نہ آئے گا نبی نیا، واللہ ایمان ہے میرا نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میٹھے گنبدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، آقا سنگری جانیوں کے روبرو ہو کاش، آقا سنگری جانیوں کے روبرو ہو کاش، ایماں پہ میرا خاتمہ ہے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میرے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، میرے گنبد خضرا شفاعت کی مجھے خیرات خیر سے، دے دے شفاعت کی مجھے خیرات خیر سے، روز قیامت بخشوائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، آقا بلالو مدینے، آقا بلالو مدینے، آقا بلالو مدینے، آقا بلالو مدینے، اب وقت رحلت آ گیا عطار زار کا، اب وقت رحلت آ گیا عطار زار کا، جلوہ دکھا کلمہ پڑھا ہے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، پھر خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. You know, if we look into our lives, there are so many blessings and so many ni'mats Allah Azza wa Jal has given us. Feet, eye, ears, body, blood, lungs, every single thing that we count just in our own body, these are all blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. Then you look outside, you look at your parents, you look at your brothers, you look at your sisters, you look at your children, your wives, your aunties, your uncles, your khandan, your families, your country, your lineage, your caste, whatever Allah Ta'ala has given us. These are all ni'mats. You will never be able to repay the ni'mats of Allah Azza wa Jal. We'll never be able to. If we live for a million years, we will never ever repay what Allah Ta'ala has given us. Today's topic is about appreciating these blessings of Allah. Allah Ta'ala ki ni'matu ka shukar karna. Appreciating them, what Allah Ta'ala has given us. There's a story about a person, and he was a rich person. And slowly, slowly, everything, he started losing them. His business went down. He had a house, his house got repossessed. He had a car, he had to sell his car. He came to a stage where this person had nothing apart from one blanket that he would sit on. That's it, nothing else he had. And another rich person, when he saw him, but the beauty of this person was he always thanked Allah Azza wa Jal. He always thanked Allah. And this other rich person, when he looked at his decline, he went up to him and he goes, "You've lost everything. How come you are thanking Allah Azza wa Jal? What are you thanking Allah Ta'ala for? You've lost everything." And the person, he says, "Shall I not thank Allah Azza wa Jal for the ni'mats that he's given me?" He goes, "What ni'mats? You've lost your business, you've lost your house, you've lost your family, you're on the streets, you've got nowhere to live." And the person, he says, "This eye is a blessing. This nose is a blessing. These hands are a blessing. My feet are a blessing. Shall I not thank Allah Ta'ala for them?" Subhanallah. You know, when you look at these kind of people, you appreciate the blessings. And that's why they say, the only time that you can appreciate the blessings is when they are taken away from you. Some people, I'm not saying everyone, some people only appreciate blessings on ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala when they're taken away. Pehle kaun hi hona? Michael here, Michael who, I've got this, I've got that, I've got a good car. You never thank Allah Ta'ala. Don't have time. Yara kya kara? Namaz padne na ta time. Kaun hi rehna kya kara? Yeah, there's no time for Quran. There's no time to do any good things. Why? Because I'm crying, because I ain't got no time. But when everything is taken away from these type of people, then they sit down and they realize, no, I need to thank Allah Azza wa Jal. And that's what I am going to be talking about today as well. In the Quran, you know, many places Allah Ta'ala, he talks about the blessings, especially in Surah Ar-Rahman, when Allah Ta'ala keeps repeatedly saying, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Now this verse is repeatedly mentioned in the Quran. So which ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala are you going to deny? You know, everything that we have today, which ni'mat are we going to say this is not from Allah? Because everything is from Allah. Everything we have, everything we use, everything we eat, everything we possess is from Allah Azza wa Jal. So why do we not thank Allah Ta'ala? Why shall we not be our thankful people? Why shall we not say that, "Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, you've given me everything"? There was this person, he worshipped Allah Azza wa Jal, never committed a sin in his life. And when he was about to die, and he was risen from his death again, and his hisab kitab, his accounts were being taken. And the person, he says, "Never committed a sin. I always engaged in ibadat of Allah. I should be going to the gardens of paradise because of my worship." Allah Ta'ala said to the angel, "Hold him." And the person was asked, "You want to go to the gardens of paradise because of your ibadat? Repay Allah Ta'ala. Repay him. Just for one blessing that he's given you, you can enter paradise." repay for one eye that Allah Ta'ala has given you. And the person, now he's starting to sweat. How can I repay for my eye? It's a blessing of Allah. I can't repay for it. So Allah Ta'ala said that, oh person, I gave you this life. I protected you from the shaitan. Who gave you the power to worship? I gave you that power. And now the person realizes his mistake. He realizes that whatever I've done, whatever I have, is from Allah. And he says that, Ya Allah, enter me into the gardens of paradise because of your mercy. Because of your mercy, Ya Allah. We need to think to ourselves. Sometimes we say, Janab, main badi mehnat kiti hai, paisa kamaya. I worked really hard and I earned this money. Ask yourself, who gave you the power to go and work? Who gave you the time, the blessing? Go and ask those people who are bechare in hospital. They're on their beds. They can't even walk. They can't even talk. Ask those people. What if Allah Ta'ala took these blessings away from us? What if we didn't have an eye? What if we did not have a tongue, hands, feet, nothing? We were just like a lump of flesh there. What would you have done? What would you have done? You know, look at those people. Allah Ta'ala, you know, grant them all the blessings. They can't walk. They can't talk. Their parents have to feed them. They're physically disabled. Oh, talk about these people. Yeah, talk about them. You know, they don't have the blessings that you have. They're, inshallah, because these people don't have the blessings, they're not going to be asked about them blessings. But we are. Humse sawal hoga. We're going to be asked. I gave you these blessings. What did you do with them? I gave you eyes. What did you do with them? Ya Allah, I used to be on social media all the time. I used to watch films. I used to do that. I used to do this. Is that the only answer that we're going to give to Allah? We're going to say, Ya Allah, I used to protect my eyes. I used to read the Quran. I used to look at the beautiful verses of the Quran. I used to look at the beautiful faces of my parents. Ya Allah, I always wanted and desired to see the beautiful Kaaba and the Green Dome and the Rozai Park of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Can you see the comparison? Which one do you want to be? Do you want to be amongst those who spend their time, you know, thanking Allah Ta'ala? Or do you want to be amongst those people who don't even have time to thank Allah? And as they say, if you can't thank the people, how can you thank Allah Azza wa Jalla? If you can't thank people, people do many, you know, favors for us. Do we have time to thank them? No, we don't. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala, he says, Dil ka shukr ye hai. You know, the thankness of the heart is ke ne'mat ke saath khair aur neki ka irada kiya jaye. Yeah, think good with khair, with blessings, and always think of good things. Aur zaban ka shukr ye hai ke is par ne'mat par Allah Ta'ala ki hamd o sana ki jaye. The thanking of the heart, tongue, is that you thank Allah Azza wa Jal. You praise Allah Azza wa Jal. You thank Him day and night. And to be honest with you, as Allah Ta'ala, He mentions in the Quran, we will never ever be able to thank Allah Azza wa Jal for the ni'mas that He's given us. So we need to understand where we are today. You know, today Allah Ta'ala has given us many, many blessings, but sometimes we don't appreciate them. We don't appreciate these. Even now, there are people, sadly, you know, they were well off. They were good people. They had money. They had everything. But now they've come to a stage where these people are now struggling. Yeah, they are struggling. But many people, alhamdulillah, many, many people, they're still not struggling. They are financially better off. Physically, they are better off. They got the health, they've got the wealth, they got everything. But what do we do with that? If you got the wealth, people don't even know where to spend their money. Pata hi koi nahi. Paisa kharch kuthe karam. You got some money, chalo ji, let's go and buy this, let's go and do that, let's go and do this. Chalo aaj sare baru roti khane hain, let's buy. We don't even know where to spend our money. But when it comes to spending in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla, ji, chodo, masna ne paise hi mangne rehne. Whenever you see, they're always asking for money. But you ask for money as well. You know who these people are? These are those people that never go to the masjid. If they go to the masjid, they'll understand and they'll realize what masjid needs are. You know, you are living in your own little house and you are saying, I can't, you know, meet the demands of my family. I can't pay my bills. I can't pay this. I can't pay that. That's one just little house. Can you imagine when the whole community build a masjid? You know how many running costs there are? You got the electric, you got the gas bill, you got the water bill, you got other amenities, you got maintenance bills, you got the imam sahab, you got the teachers. There are so many things that need to be paid off. Yeah, but this person, because he doesn't go to the masjid, isi pata hi koi masjid jata pata laga na ki what needs are of the masjid. Yeah, he spends all his time at home chilling out. You know, time koi kya kara thake hue kar aaya un family na time guzar sa, I want to spend some time with the family. I'm tired, I've got to do this, I've got to do that. You know, Allah Ta'ala is not blessing him with the ni'mat of going to the masjid. Allah is not blessing him with the ni'mat of going to the masjid and offering salah. Yes, sir, ye ni'mat hai. Ask Allah Ta'ala for this ni'mat. Cry in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal that, Ya Allah, give me the blessing of going to the masjid as well. Ya Allah, give me the blessing so that I could be, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, thanking you in your house as well. Many people, they'll go on holiday, idhar udhar duniya ne fazool paisa kharch kari aur san, they'll go around the world. When it comes to umrah, tehmi goni umrah, oh ji kya karna ja bade farz ada kar rahe hain lala to pichle guess or holiday, but who's gonna, why did you not think of money before? When only it comes to the deen, we think of many other things. When it comes to the dunya, no problem, you know, taking the whole family. I'm not saying don't go there, but what I'm saying is, if you've got enough money that you're taking your family for a holiday, you know, to the seaside, to a resort, you know, you booked your holiday, janab, we're going to go, ma'azallah, clubbing. And I know some young lads, maybe they're not even watching this program. Yeah, maybe you've got your family ready, you're going to go seaside resort, you know, get a hotel, swimming pool, where a gym, where. All that, this is what we're worried about. Yeah, have you ever worried about, swear out, turn, we're going to wake up in the morning, inshallah, we're going to go to this place, we're going to go to the mazar of so-and-so buzurg, we'll go and see the beautiful masjid, we'll read two nafal there, we'll go to that masjid, suna ke bade purane Quran paak ke nuskhe, we'll go and see the beautiful Quran. Even that's not on our list. Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran, agar ehsaan manoge to main tumhe aur dunga, if you thank me I will give you more. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says Allah apne bande ko shukr ki taufeeq ata farmata hai, yani when Allah Ta'ala blesses a person to thank him, تو پھر اسے نعمت کے اضافے سے محروم نہیں فرماتا. اللہ تعالیٰ does not keep his نعمت to him, but اللہ تعالیٰ blesses him with more نعمت as well. حضرت سیدنا علی بن صالح رحمت اللہ علیہ فرماتے ہیں, the meaning of this verse is that if you do اطاعت of اللہ تعالیٰ, if you do عبادت of اللہ عز و جل, اللہ تعالیٰ will give you many more blessings and will give you many folds of that as well. And you know, one Buzurg Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, he was very rich. And people asked him the secret of his wealth. Nowadays, when you ask the secret of wealth, janab, oh, fulani account is paise rakhe hue, itna sood labna, I get so much interest. Buzurdi koni. Yeah, mentality. This Buzurg Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, he says, I give so much in the way of Allah, Allah Ta'ala gives me so much back. Yeah, so when you give in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Ta'ala will reward you. And the haqeeqat, the true meaning of shukr is that you thank Allah Azza wa Jal for all the blessings that He's given us. What if Allah, we didn't ask for these blessings, did we? I didn't ask for these blessings that, Ya Allah, you know, you give me this, give me that. Ya Allah, make me amongst, you know, a pious family. Make me amongst the Muslims. Make me amongst the Ashikan Rasool. We never asked for that. We got it free of charge. So if Allah Ta'ala is giving you loads of blessings and you haven't even asked for them, well, if you ask for them, Allah Ta'ala will give you more. And it's still not just asking them. Some people ask, there's a riwayat that the scholars mention, that those people who make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and those people who don't, yeah, those people who make dua, that is also a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. He's given you that blessing that you are asking. Because Allah Ta'ala, He mentions in the Quran as well, ask from me, I will give you, I will accept your prayers, ask from me. So this is another ni'mah that we are asking from Allah. But don't always ask for the dunya. Don't always ask for, you know, whatever is in the dunya. Ask for the hereafter. Ask for the dunya, but ask for the hereafter as well. Make dua that, Ya Allah, you made my dunya a better place. Make my hereafter a better place as well. Ya Allah, you've blessed me with this beautiful family. Ya Allah, Azza wa Jal, keep our iman steadfast. Ya Allah as well, bless us with a beautiful garden of paradise. All these blessings that we can ask for them as well. And then, isme shak ki koi gujaish nahi hai. There is no room of any shak, any doubt in this, ke Allah Ta'ala, He will give so many blessings to a person. Buzurg Rahmatullah Alayhi, he says, isme koi shak ki gujaish nahi, کہ بندہ کسی وقت کسی لمحے کسی بھی حالت میں اپنے خالق و مالک کی بے عدد نعمتوں سے لا تعلق نہیں ہو سکتا. سو آلویز اللہ تعالیٰ ہی ول ٹیسٹ یو, بٹ ہاؤ آر وی گوئنگ ٹو اپریشیٹ دیٹ ایز ویل. حضرت سیدنا ایوب علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام, ہی واز ایل فار مینی ایئرز, اللہ تعالیٰ واز ٹیسٹنگ ہم. واٹ ڈیڈ ایوب علیہ السلام ڈو؟ یا اللہ تھینک یو, یا اللہ تیرا شکر, یا اللہ تیرا شکر. سو ایوری ٹائم وین یو آر ان اے پرابلم, وین یو تھنک دیٹ یو آر ان اے پرابلم, دیٹ مائی بی اے ہڈن بلیسنگ آف اللہ عز و جل. ایوری ٹائم, ایون وین یو فال ایل سم ٹائمز اینڈ یو آسک یور سیلف وائی از اٹ می, وائی ڈو آئی فال ایل آل دا ٹائم, یو نو وائی از اٹ دیٹ آئی فال ایل, آئی آلویز ڈو بائی عبادت, میں قرآن بھی پڑھنا, بٹ آئی اسٹل گیٹ ایل. دس ایلنس از ریموونگ یور سنز. ہیو یو نو ہرڈ اباؤٹ دا when a person has a high temperature, he has a fever, that high temperature, that fever burns away your sins? Have you not heard about when a person falls ill? You know, when you have a runny nose, you think to yourself, why have I got a runny nose? That runny nose, even the doctors are saying that as well, it protects you from the illnesses of the brain. Damaghi janana, you know, sometimes your brain gets clogged. Now this water that runs, it keeps your brain good as well. So alhamdulillah as well, there's so many blessings, but we don't understand, we don't appreciate them as well. Another saying, I want to mention a few sayings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do khaslate aisi hain, there are two things, when a person has them, hongi Allah taala use sabir aur shakir likhega. Allah taala will write for that person that he is someone who is steadfast and someone who thanks Allah azza wa jal. Aur jis mein nahi hongi, When a person does not have these two traits inside them, then what will happen? Allah Ta'ala will not write that for him. Jo apne deen mein apne se upar wale ko dekar uski pairvi kare. When you look at someone in your deen above you, yara, he's an alim deen, he's a hafiz Quran, he's mashallah 5 times namazi, he recites so much durood e pak, he spends so much time in the masjid, you know, he always offers his salah, he goes to the masjid to Rasulullah Salatul Fajr. So look at someone above you in your deen. And then, us shakhs par jo fazilat di hai, us par Allah ka shukr ada karein. To Allah usse sabir o shakir likh deta hai. Yeah, always look at someone above you in your deen and below you in the dunya. So either you look at someone in your deen above you, or you look at someone below you in the dunya. Yeah, that person doesn't even have a house. Theek, I've got a 1-bedroom flat, but this guy doesn't even have a house. You know, this person even, you know, I've got the money to take public transport. This person doesn't even have the money to take public transport. Allah Ta'ala has blessed me with a car, with a bike, with a bicycle. Yes, always look at someone below you. Yeah, this person doesn't even have a house. I've got a beautiful house. Theek, it might be a small one. My car might not be the best one, but it does take me from A to B. My bike might not be the fast one or the best one, but it does take me to work in the morning. This person has to walk. Have you ever seen people in the morning when they all go to their work? Yeah, I've seen people. They wake up in the morning, they'll get ready, they'll stand at the bus stop. You know, in the cold, they'll be standing there. When they get the bus, because it's all full, they might not even get a seat to sit on. And they'll, they'll stand up all that way. If they might stand up for minutes or for hour. And when they get off to that station, they'll get off another station. I was in Germany at one time. I had a little problem and I was stuck in Germany. I lost my passport, to be honest. And I was in Germany. And one of the Islamic brothers, alhamdulillah, because Dawat Islami's Madani work is in Germany as well. So I rang the Islamic brother up and I said, that, look, I'm in Frankfurt and I've lost my passport. So I need to get out of the airport. Obviously, because I don't have the passport, I can't go through immigration. So I need to get out of there. And I've got an appointment booked with the embassy tomorrow, but I can't stay at the airport. Can you pick me up? And the brother says, yeah, I'll hold on. Within half an hour, they were outside the airport. And we went outside. They took me home. They gave me something to eat. He gave me his own clothes to wear. In the morning, you know, we jumped in a bus. Then we jumped off to another bus. Then we jumped onto a tram. And I was thinking, you know, it was December as well. And it was snowing. It was really, really cold. And I said to the brother, you know, do you do this every single day? He goes, yeah. I have to wake up about 5 o'clock in the morning, get ready, because 5:30 sharp, the bus will arrive. I jump this bus, I get off at 6 o'clock, another bus station. I get on another bus. I get to the tram station. And I thought, wow, you know, we wake up in the morning, start our car, go to work. Look at this guy. He does so many things. And then you start to appreciate that, Ya Allah, thank you. I was worried I lost my passport. Yeah, I was worried, you know, I've got nothing with me. Look at this guy. He does this every single day. And I've did it only for one day, believe it or not. And I went to Frankfurt, and then I went Frankfurt. And then from there, he gave me a train ticket. You know, he gave me money, he gave me train ticket. I went to Dusseldorf, got my passport, flew back to Manchester. And I thought, in all the way, I was thinking, Ya Allah, how these people do, how do they survive? And the other people that, you know, we see walking in the morning to work. In Pakistan, you see these people dead hot. Itni garmi hai Pakistan. And they'll be there, you know, banging away, making roads, making pavements, you know, building buildings. And you think to yourself, how can they, you know, how can they manage that? And you know, if we ask ourselves, we wake up in the morning, have a shower, you know, get in our car, and at the end of the day, we're back in our destination. We work on the office, we might work a little job, we'll go back home. And these people have to work nearly 8 to 10 hours every single day. Hard labor, they come back home, and they still don't get paid up even the 10% of what we get paid today as well. Have you ever appreciated that? That's something for us to do. We've got a very beautiful reminder. So let's take this reminder, and then inshallah we'll continue with this topic as well. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
My dear viewers, do you know the meaning of Ahlul Bayt? It is a term that is mentioned in the Holy Quran and in the prophetic narrations. I would like to expand your understanding on this blessed term here today. So normally when the word Ahlul Bayt is mentioned, it refers to the people of the house, which includes a person's wives and children. In the Noble Quran, the word Ahlul Bayt has also been used for wives. And if we look at other prophets, we will come to know this reality. If we consider the verses 71, 72, and 73 of Surah Hud, where the angels gave Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam's noble wife the glad tidings of the birth of Sayyiduna Ishaq alayhi salam, she replied with astonishment, wondering how she could bear a child at such an elderly age. The angels responded, أَتَعْجَبِينَ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ Rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu alaykum ahlal bayt. Are you amazed? Are you surprised at the command of Allah? The mercy of Allah and His blessings be upon you, O people of the house. From this verse, it is clear that wives are included within the Ahlul Bayt. Because who was being referred to? The blessed wife of Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Furthermore, if we look at Surah Taha, verse 10, when Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was traveling with his family, passing through the valley of Sinai, Qoh-e-Tur. He saw a fire glowing on Mount Tur. And Allah Almighty says, إِذْ رَآ نَارًا فَقَالَ لِأَهْلِهِمْ كُثُوا إِنِّي آنَسْتُ نَارًا. When Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam saw a fire, he said to his family, stay here, indeed I have seen a fire. Here too, Ahl refers to specifically the noble wife of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Because at that time it was only Prophet Musa alayhi salam and his blessed wife who were traveling. Even in everyday speech, if we look at the common phrase in Urdu, when they say the word gharwali, the personality of the home, the woman of the home, this refers to the wife as well. So even in common speech, it is understood. So my dear viewers, we learn just from these few points of the Holy Quran that the word Ahlul Bayt or Ahl refer to and can also and most definitely includes the wives of the Prophets alayhimu salatu wasalam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us in beneficial knowledge. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. MashaAllah, this is a very beautiful reminder. Alhamdulillah, may Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us the ability to listen to these kind of reminders and to try to implement them on our lives as well, inshallah as well. You are watching our beautiful morning program, Rise and Shine. Alhamdulillah as well, we listen to the tilawat, the qiraat, we listen to the kalam, the daily reminder. And we are talking about a very important topic, appreciating the blessings of Allah as well, appreciating what Allah Ta'ala has given us. There's a very beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is written in Firdausul Akhbar. He says that when Allah Ta'ala wishes to do good to a nation, Allah Ta'ala will increase their ages, and Allah Ta'ala will give, or unhain shukr ka ilham farmata, Allah Ta'ala will give them that thought of thanking Allah Azza wa Jal. So when Allah Ta'ala wants to do something good to a person, He will give him the ability to thank Allah Azza wa Jal. Now, again, this is a blessing. This is, you know, thakir Allah Ta'ala is a blessing itself. Because all the ni'mas that we have, if we don't thank Allah Ta'ala, that's a blessing that's been taken away from us. Yeah. So if you are a millionaire and you don't spend that on other people as well, you don't distribute them, you don't give in charity, that means Allah Ta'ala has not given you that blessing. Yeah, He's given you the blessing of wealth, but He has not given you the blessing of the ni'mat of distributing that wealth. Because the reason why Allah gave you the wealth is so that you could distribute them amongst the people. But you have got the blessing of the wealth, but you haven't got the blessing of distributing that wealth. Another hadith in the Prophet about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam quoted in Mu'jam Kabir, jisse Allah ne koi ne'mat ata farmayi phir wo banda us ne'mat ko baki rakhna chahta ho. So whatever Allah Ta'ala has given you and you wish to keep that blessing, to use chahiye ke la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah ki kasrat kare. And that person should recite La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah abundantly. So recite La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah abundantly when Allah Ta'ala gives you that ni'mat or you wish to keep that ni'mat. Another hadith in Ibn Majah, Ajab Allah Ta'ala apne bande par koi ni'mat nazil farmata hai. When Allah Ta'ala, you know, sends down a blessing upon a person and the person says Alhamdulillah, then this saying of Alhamdulillah is better in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal than that blessing that Allah Ta'ala gave that person. Subhanallah. Allah ke nazdeek usse ni'mat dene se better hota hai. You know, Allah Ta'ala has given you a blessing, a ni'mat, but that ni'mat just saying Alhamdulillah is better than that blessing that Allah Ta'ala has given you. Subhanallah. Again, by the Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, let's all look to ourselves today. What Allah Ta'ala has given us, where we came from. And I keep on reiterating this and I keep on saying this. 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 years ago, where were we? Where was our family? You know, let's look at the status of our families 100 years ago. Yeah, our status is that we used to live in huts made of bamboo. We used to live in huts made of mud. My parents lived in huts made of mud. And my dad used to say that when it used to rain, it used to start to fall down. And we used to be very, very quick, try to put, you know, wood on it and try to keep the roof maintained. And if we did not maintain, then we would have been in trouble. Now this is what our parents have done for us. In return, my dear Islam brothers, we're living a comfortable life. You know, we're worried about, yeah, ma'am, can't bo nikah. Look at your parents' house. Where did they live in? Yeah, we've got beautiful houses, decorated, good gardens, but they lived in huts. But you know what they had? They had the love and they had the shukr of Allah. I know my mom always used to say, you know, Allah na shukr ata kariya karo in every way. Just thank Allah Ta'ala. Keep thanking Him. Never ever, you know, stay away. Never ever be, you know, ever live a day that you do not thank your Rabb Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala, He mentions inside the glorious Quran, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودِ. بے شک آدمی اپنے رب کا بڑا ناشکرہ ہے. Yeah, a person, he is not thankful to Allah Azza wa Jal. انسان بڑا ناشکرہ ہے, یعنی مصیبتیں گنتا رہتا ہے. This is another problem we have. We always look at the negativity, all the problems. وہ جناب فلانے دل سرے درسی آج یہ بھی پرابلم وہ بھی پرابلم. وائی یو آلویز کاؤنٹ ان دا پرابلمز؟ وائی یو نو کاؤنٹ ان دیٹ ڈے وین یو آر سو ہیپی؟ یا وین یو آر ہیپی دیٹ ڈے, وین اللہ تعالیٰ بلیسڈ یو دیٹ ڈے, یس, وائی یو نو تھنکنگ آف آل دا گڈ ڈیز ان یور لائف ایز ویل, یا آل دیز بیڈ ڈیز دیٹ یو نو ان دا سے واٹ اے ریئلی بیڈ ڈے ٹو ڈے, ہو واز اٹ فرام؟ اٹ واز اے ٹیسٹ فرام اللہ. اٹ واز ٹو جج یو ہاؤ یو گوئنگ ٹو تھینک اللہ. آر یو گوئنگ ٹو تھینک ہم اور آر یو گوئنگ ٹو بی ان اے پلیس ویئر یو تھنک ٹھیک ہے جی وہی جیسی لگا رہے سی؟ نو, وی نیڈ ٹو بی تھینک فل ٹو اللہ تعالیٰ. اندر ویری بیوٹیفل تھنگ دیٹ وی کین ریممبر از دیٹ دیز نعمتس دیٹ اللہ تعالیٰ گیون از, وی نیڈ ٹو انڈرسٹینڈ دیٹ دیز نعمتس اللہ تعالیٰ ول ٹیسٹ دیم اینڈ اللہ تعالیٰ ول آسک اباؤٹ دیز نعمتس. اٹس ناٹ سم تھنگ دیٹ وی گا اینڈ ٹھیک ہے جی وی گا دا نعمتس آف اللہ تعالیٰ, وی کین ڈو اینی تھنگ وتھ دیم. یو نو جسٹ لائک پیپل سے اٹس مائی لائف, آئی کین ڈو وٹ ایور آئی وانٹ. جناب ہماری زندگی ہے, میں جو کچھ کرا آئی کین ڈو وٹ ایور آئی وانٹ. مائی منی آئی کین اسپینڈ وٹ ایور آئی وانٹ. یا مائی لائف, مائی آئیز آئی کین ڈو وٹ ایور آئی وانٹ. مائی ٹنگ, مائی ہینڈز, مائی فیٹ, آئی کین ڈو وٹ ایور آئی وانٹ وتھ دیم. دیٹ از رانگ, یو کانٹ. دیز لائف, دس لائف دیٹ اللہ تعالیٰ ہیز گیون یو, یو آر گوئنگ ٹو بی آسکڈ اباؤٹ دیم. یور ٹنگ, یور آئیز, یور ایئرز, یور ہینڈز, ایوری تھنگ از گوئنگ ٹو بی ججڈ. وی نیڈ ٹو پریپیئر فار دیٹ. If we've got the eyes and we need to be prepared for our eyes, what are we going to do with these eyes? Are we going to be, you know, thanking Allah Ta'ala for them? Or are we still going to be committing sins? And we always count all the negativities in our lives. You know, sometimes people, when they go on a journey, you know, you ask them, kis raha, oh ji, kuch na pucho, ye problem. What about the good time that you have? Why do you not start off with the good time? Yeah, even when people go on Hajj, I heard someone say, Janab, Hajj par gaya, itni pyare hotel. You think to yourself, did you go for Hajj for the hotel? Yeah, why don't you say that? Subhanallah, I went to Hajj. I looked at the beautiful Kaaba. MashaAllah, I went to Muzdalifah, Mina, Arafat. All these kind of things. What we say, we just cry over our hotel. We cry over the accommodation. We cry over the transport. We cry over the, how hot the weather is there. We cried over that, Janab, khana sahi nahi si labba. You know, I went to a hotel, to khana kata, it wasn't what I wanted. Just think of the blessing that Allah Ta'ala has given us. Yeah? And inshallah, it's in our nature, it's in our fitrat. Yeah? It's in our nature. But we need to bring this out. We need to bring this out in the open. And we need to thank Allah Azza wa Jal. He says that a person whose name was Abu Abdur Rabb, ye shakhs pure Damishq mein sabse zyada maaldaar tha. He had the most wealth, he had the most money in the whole of Damascus. One day, he went out on a journey. Ek nehar ke kirare pe si charagah mein raat ho gayi. Yeah, and the night fell when he was near a canal. Usne wahin parao dal diya and that's where he stayed. اسے چراگاہ کی ایک جانب سے ایک آواز سنائی دی, کوئی کثرت سے اللہ کی تعریف کر رہا تھا. سو وین ہی سیٹ ڈاؤن, ہی ہرڈ اے وائس دیٹ سم ون از تھینکنگ اللہ عز و جل. اینڈ ہی وینٹ آؤٹ اینڈ ہی وینٹ ٹو لک فار دا پرسن. ہی فاؤنڈ اے پرسن دیٹ واز رپڈ اراؤنڈ ان اے کمبل اینڈ ہی گیو سلام ٹو ہم اینڈ ہی سیز, ہو آر یو؟ ہی سیز, آئی ایم اے مسلم. اس دمشقی نے اس سے پوچھا, یہ کیا حالت بنا رکھی ہے؟ واٹ ہیو یو ڈن ٹو یور سیلف؟ تو اس نے جواب دیا, یہ نعمت ہے جس کا شکر ادا کرنا مجھ پر واجب ہے. ہی گوز, دس از اے نعمت آف اللہ تعالیٰ اینڈ آئی ایم تھینکنگ اللہ, اٹس بیکم واجب اپون می. اینڈ دی مشکی ہی سیز, تم چٹائی میں لپٹے ہوئے, یہ کون سی نعمت ہے؟ وہ کائنڈ آف اے نعمت از دس دیٹ یو آر رپڈ اراؤنڈ ان اے شیٹ اونلی؟ اس نے کہا, اللہ نے مجھے پیدا فرمایا تو میری تخلیق کو اچھا کیا. یا ہی گوز, اللہ تعالیٰ گیو می لائف, ہی میڈ می دا بیسٹ پرسن, ہی میڈ می amongst the humans, the ashraf al-makhlukat, and then he made me a Muslim, and then he gave me body parts that are all brilliant and okay. And he says, to meri tarah sham karta hai, usse badhkar ne'mat mein kaun hoga? He goes, look at me, Allah Ta'ala has given me so many blessings, even though I'm wrapped around in a sheet, Allah has made me a human, he's made me a Muslim, he's given me all these blessings, I should be thanking Allah Ta'ala, there is no one better than me. وہ دمشقی کہتا ہے, میں نے ان سے کہا, اللہ آپ پر رحم فرمائے, آپ میرے ساتھ چلنا پسند فرمائیں گے؟ ڈو یو وانٹ ٹو ٹریول ود می؟ اینڈ ہی سیز دیٹ ہی اسٹارٹڈ واکنگ ود اس. اس شخص نے کہا, وہ کیوں؟ میں نے کہا, اس لیے کہ آپ کچھ کھانا وغیرہ کھا لیں. ہی سیز دیٹ وٹ ول ڈو از ول اسٹے ہیئر فار اوور بیکاز دین ول سٹ ڈاؤن ول ہیو سم تھنگ ٹو ایٹ. ہم آپ کی خدمت میں کچھ ایسی چیزیں پیش کریں جو آپ کو چٹائی میں لپٹنے سے بے نیاز کر دیں. بیکاز آئی ایم گونا گیو یو سم تھنگ, I'll reward you with something that's going to be better than with just the other one sheet. اس نے کہا مجھے ان چیزوں کی حاجت نہیں, آئی ڈونٹ نیڈ اینی تھنگ وو گوئنگ ٹو گیو می, یہ کہہ کر اس نے میرے ساتھ چلنے سے انکار کر دیا. ہی سیز آئی ڈونٹ وانٹ ٹو ٹریول ود یو اینڈ ہی ریٹرن بیک. اس کی باتیں سننے کے بعد میرے نزدیک اپنے آپ کی کوئی حیثیت نہ رہی. یو نو وین سم ون یو تھنک ٹو یور سیلف جناب ہمارے کو پیسہ اینڈ دا پرسن نیکسٹ ڈور آئی ڈونٹ نیڈ یور منی, اینڈ یو تھنک ٹو یور سیلف آئی ایم دا یو نو می آئی ایم دا ون آئی ایم اٹ ایز دے سے آئی ڈونٹ نیڈ اینی ون آئی ڈونٹ نیڈ اینی تھنگ جناب آئی ول بائی دس پرسن آئی ول بائی دا پرسن اینڈ وین یو گو اپ ٹو دا پرسن اینڈ یو سے وہ ہاؤ مچ از فور ہیئر دیٹ یو گو کیپ دا منی اینڈ دا پرسن سیز لک آئی ڈونٹ نیڈ اینی تھنگ فرام یو گو بیک. It makes you understand, it makes you realize what your value is. Yeah, we've got a daily hadith, inshallah. Let's listen to the daily hadith and we'll come back. We've got a fruit segment today as well. I need to know what fruit segment is. I've never seen this myself, so it's going to be really something exciting, I hope, inshallah. So let's take our daily hadith now, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
We know that there are many major sins that we must avoid. There are so many narrations which mention different sins that fall under the category of kabira, major. And in one narration which is in Sahih al-Bukhari, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned four sins which fall under this category of major sins. Number one, associating partners with Allah, so committing shirk. Disobeying parents, major sin. Taking the life of someone unlawfully. And swearing a false oath. Now these things are na'udhu billah. People committing shirk and blasphemy, polytheism, especially in this day and age where people listen to songs which contain such lyrics, which equate partners to Allah, which denigrate the status of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's very, very important we save our iman. We do not associate partners with Allah. Secondly, parents are being disobeyed as well. Parents are openly coming, seeking advice regarding their children who are aggressive towards them. Na'udhu billah. It's a major sin, disobeying parents. And killings, these are also widespread in our communities over minute matters, over a dirty look, over a misunderstanding, road rage. It's happening. And swearing false oath. Some people have a habit of swearing an oath on everything. And shaitan, nafs are there. Many people are swearing false oaths. So these are major sins that we must avoid.
By the grace of Allah. By the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib. صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم. ماشاء اللہ عز و جل, ویری بیوٹیفل حدیث of the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ریممبر وین ایور وی اسٹارٹ واچ حدیث of the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, دا مین ریزن فار شوئنگ دس حدیث از سو دیٹ وی کین لرن اینڈ وی کین بی گائیڈڈ, بیکاز آور پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم از دی المعلم, دا ٹیچر, ہی از دا گائیڈر. الحمد للہ عز و جل, وی شوڈ آلویز یو نو ٹرائی ٹو ہیو a day in your house, maybe on a Thursday, maybe on a Monday, maybe on a Friday, whatever is easier for you, try to have one day where the whole family will sit down and you read a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or even have the daily dars as well at home. Inshallah, we'll get blessing from that as well. Whenever we fall ill and whenever, you know, we have any problems, always remember to thank Allah azza wa jal for everything. Hazrat Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, and many people in his nation did not accept Islam. In one narration it says when Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam boarded the people into the ship, only 80 people were boarded, because the 80 people accepted Islam. So look at the, you know, Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam did tabligh for 950 years, only 80 people accepted Islam. That's how difficult it was for Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam. Yeah, but he never gave up. And this is how difficult these people were. You know, and Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam continued and carried on, never gave up. Hazrat Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was put into the fire by Namrud, and then when he had to sacrifice his son Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was in the illness for so many years. And then Hazrat Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had to migrate from Palestine to Egypt and then back to Palestine. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he was tortured so much that people were meant to kill him, ma'azallah. All of these, they were all problems. That subhanAllah, what do we learn from these great pious Anbiya Ikram alayhi salatu wasalam? They always thanked Allah Azza wa Jalla. There was never a time. And look at the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He himself, he says that amongst all the prophets of Allah, I was the one that was tortured and given the most difficult time. Yet our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam still had the time, mashallah, to thank Allah Azza wa Jalla. So what we need to do, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, no matter what problems we are, no matter what illnesses we are having, always thank Allah Azza wa Jalla for that as well. And always ask yourself, as they say, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. Whatever problems, musibas that we have in our lives, they're going to end one day, aren't they? They're not going to remain there forever. But inshallah, there will be a time, one day we will be in a place where there will be no problems. Jannat, no problems at all. Moja hi moja. But for that, we need to be, even if you have to struggle in this world, if you ask some of the businessmen and they say, Janab, we struggled. We never went to sleep, we never had time, we never rested, we carried on working, we always focused on our jobs, and that's where we are today. We're millionaires, we're billionaires, good luck to them. But if you look at yourself, every person, whoever reached to their goal, they were struggling. And our goal is not the dunya, it's not the wealth, our goal is the jannat, our goal is paradise. How have we reached to that paradise? Have we reached to that paradise? If we haven't, then we need to understand that we need to reach to that as well. And then let's be patient. Let's have sabr. Yeah. Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, he had patience. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, patient. Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. When you talk about the patience of all these great Anbiya Ikram alayhi salatu wasalam, it's just an amazing thing to see that, they went through so many difficulties. But they always did sabr. Look at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His father passed away before he was born. His mother passed away when he was about 6 years old. And then so many people that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved who were around him. Sayyida Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha passing away. All these, but the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had sabr. He always thanked Allah azza wa jal. So whenever we be in a situation where you think to yourself, the whole world's turned against you, sari dunya mare khilaaf hoegi, the whole world has turned against you, just ask yourself this question. I don't care if the whole world has turned against me. My Rabb is with me. My Rabb is with me. My Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is with me. As long as I have my iman, I don't care about anything. Alhamdulillah. When you think this way, as they say, think big. Always think positive. Never think negative. The more negative thinking you have, why did this happen? Why did this happen? Why? Because Allah Ta'ala wanted this to happen. Yeah, it's the will of Allah. Always be happy in the will of Allah. The word Islam means total submission in the will of Allah. Ya Allah, jis cheez hai, tu razi, main razi. Once we start to have this mentality, you'll get the blessings. We've got the daily fruit segment today. Let's see. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Today, we are diving into a fruit that's sweet, juicy, and packed with health benefits. Let's talk about strawberries. Strawberries, with their bright red color and tantalizing aroma, are more than just a delightful treat. These berries are a powerhouse of nutrition and come with numerous health benefits. Let's explore some of the amazing qualities strawberries have to offer. First and foremost, strawberries are an excellent source of vitamin C. In fact, just one cup of strawberries provides more than 100% of your daily vitamin C needs. This essential nutrient boosts your immune system, helps repair tissues, and even aids in promoting healthy skin. Strawberries are also rich in antioxidants, particularly anthocyanins, which give them their vibrant red color. These antioxidants help fight free radicals in the body, reducing inflammation and lowering the risk of chronic diseases such as heart disease and even cancer. Speaking of heart health, strawberries contain powerful compounds like ellagic acid and flavonoids, which have been shown to improve heart function. These compounds can help lower cholesterol levels, reduce blood pressure, and improve blood vessel function, contributing to a healthier heart. For those looking to manage their weight, strawberries are a great option. They are low in calories and high in fiber, which helps you feel full longer and aids in digestion. Plus, they have a low glycemic index, meaning they won't cause rapid spikes in blood sugar levels, making them a safe choice for those with diabetes. However, it's important to be aware that strawberries can sometimes cause allergic reactions, especially in people with sensitivities to pollen or those who have other fruit allergies. Symptoms can include itching, swelling, and skin rashes. If you experience any of these, it's best to consult a healthcare professional. Whether you're adding them to your morning yogurt, blending them into a smoothie, or enjoying them fresh, strawberries are a delicious way to enhance your diet. Packed with vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants, they truly are a superfood worth savoring. That's it for today. The fruit of the week is strawberries. Let's eat some more of those.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. مکتبات المدینہ's book شکر کے فضائل, blessings of thanking Allah. In that book he says بزرگوں کے انداز شکر, ادائے شکر کے طریقے, you know, there's so many other, you know, chapters and lessons that we learned inside this beautiful book. You can buy it from مکتبات المدینہ or you can download it free of charge from the website dawatislami.net. Go into the book section, you can download it for free as well. And alhamdulillah, as well, many better blessings as well. And there are many other books as well. Alhamdulillah, Maktabatul Madina, majority of the books that have been printed they've all been uploaded onto the website of Dawat Islami. Every day there's something uploaded on Dawat Islami's website. I'll be honest with you, it is the most viewed and updated website I've ever seen. Alhamdulillah, there is so much knowledge. And there are so many thousands of books that are uploaded. And alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, now, you know, one of the ways that we thank Allah Azza wa Jal is through Qurbani. So thank Allah Azza wa Jal through Qurbani. You know, alhamdulillah, our children that Allah Ta'ala has given us. Make sure that you send your children, you know, to good school. You give them the good education. Why? You are thanking Allah Azza wa Jal for giving us these beautiful children. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.